Park.
From none other than Reiji Miyajima, the author of Rent a Girlfriend, comes another screwed up rom-com, The Shiyunji Family Children, which will be getting an anime, but further details were not revealed. Considering that this series has only 23 chapters as of now and its slow irregular release schedule, this anime will likely take time to arrive at your screen, probably 2025 to 2026. This forbidden love comedy follows Arata Shiyunji, a young man from a prestigious family with 5 sisters and a younger brother. He and his sisters don't always get along, but he still wants to do right by them as the eldest male sibling in the family. One day, however, his father reveals a shocking secret. He and his siblings are not blood relatives. Arata now finds himself dealing with an unexpected situation. Thanks to this revelation, everyone starts juggling complicated feelings that are starting to rise to the surface in the wake of such news. With Reiji's immense experience of writing shitty characters, he once again comes forward by evoking a hot sibling romantic comedy, where siblings who have lived together for all their short life are now suddenly raring to commit their feelings and possibly even more just for a shot at romance with the one's Oni-chan. Aside from the logic of the siblings not being blood related and the father giving absolutely no justification for this, nor the children overly caring about the why, there really is no significant reason that this series is better than just any other normal rom-com. If you do not mind this kind of premise, then let's move forward to what the series does seemingly do right. The characters aren't as cliched as one would expect a sibling harem to be. From Arata, who struggles with the responsibility of being a brother during the situation, to the others, ranging from the sporty Minami, to the bookish Seiya, to the teasing big sister Bandri. They all navigate their own emotional journeys, questioning the meaning of family and the lines between affection and desire. All the characters seem to have decent decision-making skills, as they seem concerned with whether or not the life they've been living was a lie, or whether or not this means that everyone will naturally grow distant from each other without a blood bond. There are ecchi moments and romantic moments, with all of them aiming to break the family wall each time. But the wall as of chapter 23 is still holding up. There are situations that could have easily spiraled into the typical hijinks we always see. But for the most part, Arata does handle it like a responsible brother would. Art-wise, you can expect a Rent-A-Girlfriend art style, which does work, but at the same time is distinct from Rent-A-Girlfriend. It's hard to say where the series is heading or even wants to head. Whether the siblings are about to enter taboo territory, is Arata beginning to view his siblings as more than just that, or is he confident of maintaining the invisible line that is questioned by his siblings? Regardless, if you're in the search for a harem and don't care for the inter-family romance, then this might at a last resort to a harem show be worth a try. Otherwise, I would recommend you to look for something normal.